Nolte, ABC News, Amy Robach respond to Project Veritas bombshell. By John Nolte on November 5, 2019. ABC News and Amy Robach released statements responding to James O'Keefe's Project Veritas expose that revealed bombshell video of Robach expressing anger over ABC News quashing her reporting on Jeffrey Epstein. Here's the full statement from ABC News. At the time, not all of our reporting met our standards to air, but we never stopped investigating the story. Ever since, we've had a team on this investigation and substantial resources dedicated to it. That work has led to a 2-hour documentary and 6-part podcast that will air in the new year. Here is the pertinent part of Robach's statement. As a journalist, as the Epstein story continued to unfold last summer, I was caught in a private moment of frustration. I was upset that an important interview I had conducted with Virginia Roberts didn't air because we could not obtain sufficient corroborating evidence to meet ABC's editorial standards about her allegations. On Tuesday morning, O'Keefe released video of Good Morning America co-host Robach on set, voicing her anger at ABC News for spiking her 2015 reporting on Epstein, the well-heeled Democrat donor who died mysteriously in prison after being arrested for various sexual crimes, including trafficking. She says Epstein accuser Virginia Giffer had the goods, and then some, including photographs. Robach names former President Bill Clinton, Alan Dershowitz, and Prince Andrew. All three deny any wrongdoing. I've had this interview with Virginia Giffer, Robach says of the year 2015. We would not put it on the air. I was told, who's Jeffrey Epstein? No one knows who that is. This is a stupid story. I had it all 3 years ago, she adds. She had pictures. She had everything. Of Prince Andrew, she says ABC quashed the story out of the fear the palace would not allow the network to interview Kate and Will. It was unbelievable what we had. We had Clinton. We had everything. Robach says attorney Brad Edwards told her that there will come a day when we will realize Jeffrey Epstein was the most prolific pedophile this country has ever known. In the video below, O'Keefe points out how far apart the candid video is from Robach's ridiculous statement. He also promises more to come. Robach's statement is absurd. In a moment of candor, she does not appear to be bragging. She does not come off like someone who is puffing herself up to impress someone else. And her frustration is not aimed at not being able to nail down the story. She's furious because she had the story, and the revelations coming out 3 years after she had it confirm her reporting. And ABC News quashed it. That's her word. Quashed. Well, no one believes that, and shame on Amy Robach for towing the company line. Shame on ABC News for putting Will and Kate above all the Epstein victims who might have been warned off years ago by this reporting. And don't ever let yourself forget that ABC is owned by the Walt Disney Company, and that Disney will always protect the Clintons, but not your children. Let's not forget that 2015, the year ABC quashed this, Hillary Clinton was gearing up her presidential run. Let's not forget Clintonista George Stephanopoulos is the big star at ABC News. And let's not forget that during some of this same time, NBC was covering up for Clinton friend and big-time Democrat donor Harvey Weinstein. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.